Berlin market attack suspect shot dead in shootout in Milan, Italian interior minister. The suspect in the Berlin Christmas market truck attack has been killed in a shootout in a suburb of the northern Italian city of Milan on Friday, the Italian interior minister told reporters. A man believed to be the suspect in the Berlin Christmas market truck attack was killed in a shootout in a suburb of the northern Italian city of Milan on Friday, a security source told Reuters. Italy's interior minister was to hold a news conference at 10:45 a.m., 0945 GMT, the ministry said. A short video posted on the website of Italian magazine Panorama suggested the shooting happened before dawn, with police gathered around a cordoned off area in the dark. The report was one of several conflicting accounts on the whereabouts of the 24-year-old Tunisian Anis Amri, a man looks on who is purportedly Anis Amri, a 24-year-old Tunisian man, whom authorities suspect of driving a truck that smashed this week into a crowded Christmas market near Kaiser Wilhelm Memorial Church on December 21, 2016 in Berlin, Germany, capital T. A man matching his description was seen in Aalborg in northern Denmark, the Danish police tweeted on Friday, saying people should keep away from the area as it had an ongoing operation there. Amri was caught on camera by police on a regular stakeout at a mosque in Berlin's Mobit district early on Tuesday, a few hours after the attack. Germany's RBB public broadcaster reported. Amri was not a suspect at that time, and on Thursday morning, when police raided the mosque, they could not find him, RBB said. German investigators had said they believed Amri was still lying low in Berlin because he is probably wounded and would not want to attract attention. Der Tagesspiegel reported citing security sources. In the early hours of Friday morning, special forces arrested two men suspected of planning an attack on a shopping mall in the city of Oberhausen and in the western state of North Rhine-Westphalia, police said in a statement. The men, two brothers from Kosovo, aged 28 and 31, were arrested in the city of Duisburg on information from security sources, they said. A police spokesman said there was no connection between the Duisburg arrests and the Amri case, which has been claimed by Islamic State. Amri had been identified by security agencies as a potential threat and had had his application for asylum rejected, but authorities had not managed to deport him because of missing identity documents. Berlin market attacks.
Italian police have confirmed that Tunisian-born Anis Amri, the chief suspect in Monday's truck attack on the Berlin Christmas market, has been shot dead by police in Milan.
No matter how you put it, it's a good thing that they finally got this guy and that they're gonna, well, he's dead. They're gonna bury him. You're listening to Views with a Twist. A couple of days before Christmas. My name is David, live on your iTunes, your Android, your iOS, Podomatic.com, David Robinson at, John Robinson at writers.org, Tawa Kwan at your-poetry.com. We're also on Pinterest and SoundCloud. You know, it's really a shame all the terror that's going on. And you know what's really funny, folks? I'm kind of agreeing with Donald Trump. I don't know about the nuclear thing, you know, building up the nuclear arsenal. I don't know about that, but, you know, the immigrant thing, and I can understand. Anyway, sit back, relax, enjoy. We'll be right back.
Yapmıyoruz dedi ama o kadar panik ki hiç hatırlamıyorum. Bazıları bir şeyler söyledi. Sonra da insanlara çekilin dedi. Ben buradan canlı çıkmayacağım, size de bir şey yapmayayım, çekilin dedi. Düştük tekrar yerde, tekrar saydırdı.
Başkaları da vuruldu mu efendim?
Yok, sanmıyorum.
Büyük gerçeği gördünüz mü? Ne durumdaydı?
Yerde hareketsiz yatıyordu bisiklet çıkarken. Çok şeydi.
Peki Türk vatandaşı mıydı?
Türkçe konuştu, ben bilmiyorum.
Tek
Türkçe.
Saldırgan mı gördün?
Tek kişi, tek kişi. Grand tuvalet giyinmiş, beyaz gömlekli, takım elbiseli tek. Tek, başka yoktu.
Başkent Ankara'da akşam saatlerinde meydana geldi o saldırı. Hemen o saldırının gerçekleştiği uzak bir noktadayız. Nedenini de hemen açıklayalım. Kameraman arkadaşım Serhat Yağmur gösteriyor size. Ankara Sanayi Odası'nın hemen yan tarafında Çankaya Belediyesi'ne ait Çağdaş Sanatlar Merkezi var. Orada bir sergi vardı. Rus Büyükelçi de oraya gelmişti. Şu anda Atatürk Bulvarı'ndayız aslında. Burası yoğun, bu saatte yoğun olan bir nokta. Polis tarafından da güvenlik şeridine alınmış durumda. İçişleri Bakanı Süleyman Soylu'nun da buraya geldiği bilgisi var. Elbette ki bir taraftan da kameraman arkadaşım gösteriyor şimdi sizlere. Olay yerinde çok sayıda ambulans ve polisin çevik kuvvetinde geldiğini görüyoruz. Akşam saatlerinde meydana geldi. Rus Büyükelçi konuşmasını gerçekleştirmişti. Gerçekleştirir gerçekleştirmez de bu saldırıya uğradı. Aslında yarın Rusya'da önemli bir toplantı vardı. Dışişleri Bakanı Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu, Milli Savunma Bakanı da katılacağı ve Halep'in geleceğinin konuşulacağı bir toplantı vardı aslında. 27 Aralık'ta gerçekleşecekti o toplantı. O toplantı öne alınmıştı. Dolayısıyla bu toplantıdan hemen önce bu saldırının gerçekleşmesi de elbette ki zamanlama açısından...
You're thinking, folks. You're thinking, what the heck did I just hear? Well, what you just heard, the first sound bite was from, I think it was in Turkey, where the Russian ambassador was shot. That was that first sound bite. And the second sound bite was from Mexico when all those fireworks went off. And, you know, I don't know what made me do it like that, you know, but it was just, yeah, it was a crazy, you know, why not, you know. Hey, you're listening to Views with a Twist. My name is JDR. Sometimes we're known as CD, but you know what? I think I'm going to change that to VWT. I know, nobody's going to remember that, and it doesn't even sound good, you know? You know, so it's just like, okay, just keep it Views with a Twist. And, you know, just keep moving it on, you know? Anyway, folks, I'll be back.
Wife and 3-month-old son were found with their neck slit in their Texas home, was arrested Thursday, according to Fort Worth police. Authorities say Craig Vanderway was found outside his house the night he allegedly killed his family, but denied any wrongdoing. Officials say days later, police in Colorado received a call Vanderway was acting suspiciously and arrested him for speeding and no proof of insurance. According to local reports, Vanderway was in the process of bonding out of that charge when they were notified of his arrest in Texas. He's now being held on a $1 million bail and is set to appear in court Friday. For InsideEdition.com, I'm Kelly Nealon. After spending 31 years in jail for a crime he didn't commit, this man was given $75 to restart his life. Now he's asking for $1
million. I don't have no life. All my life was took away.
Lawrence McKinney was sentenced to 115 years by a Tennessee jury in 1978 after a victim claimed he was one of the men who attacked and raped her in her bedroom.
I still could not believe it because I thought that it was a dream or something.
In 2008, new DNA evidence that was tested excluded McKinney as a suspect. He was released from prison the following year. According to Tennessee law, McKinney could be eligible for up to $1 million to compensate for his time in jail, but the parole board has already rejected his request to present his case twice. Patsy Bruce was on the board that heard McKinney's first exoneration case.
I have not been convinced he's innocent.
McKinney's lawyer is appealing the case to Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam, who has the final word.
It's not justice for him not to receive compensation for being wrongfully imprisoned. There's been one mistake made where he was sent to prison. I trust that another one is not made that does not allow him exoneration.
A decision on McKinney's case could come at any moment. For now, he just has to wait. For InsideEdition.com, I'm Kelly Nealon.
I got to tell you, folks, this is JDR. You're listening to Views with a Twist. I got to tell you that last soundbite, that was really deep. I mean, a guy does 31 years in prison, and what does he get for it? $75? And here's the thing, he's suing for $1 million. And $1 million isn't, I mean, you know, when he gets done with paying all the damn lawyers, what's he going to have left? $200,000? Okay, let's say he has $500,000 left. He did 31 years in prison for something that he didn't do. and he gets $75. And that first soundbite that you heard, you know, it's just another one of those tragic stories, you know? And they're really hard to understand. They're hard to explain. You don't know the mindset of the individual that does something like that. You're at a loss. You're totally at a loss. I have to say, thank God that they got that German market terrorist suspect. You know, those of you that listen to the show, you know that I lived a very long time in Germany, over 20 years. And I have a lot of friends there. And, you know, it's like, you know, it's my home, you know. So when I hear stuff like that, it makes me nervous. Yeah. So anyway, folks, you're listening to Views with a Twist on your iTunes, your Android, your iOS, Podomatic.com, John Robinson at writers.org, Tawaquan at your-poetry.com. We're also on SoundCloud and Pinterest. And I shall return.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't have to use a dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door, that's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning, creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles, no rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses. And hippopotamuses like me too. Mom says the hippo would eat me up, but then teacher says a hippo is a vegetarian. There's lots of room for him in our two-car garage. I'd feed him there and wash him there and give him his massage. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles or rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses. And hippopotamuses like me too.
gonna take a while on a bad Monday.
My name is JDR on your iTunes, your Android, your iOS, Podomatic.com, John Robinson at writers.org, Tawaquan at your-poetry.com. I just wanted to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and I hope you guys have a hell of a good time. And I want to give my shout-outs right now to the NYPD, the FDNY, North Shore Animal League, ASPCA, SOS Wildlife of India, Alle meine Freunde in Deutschland, Schöne Weihnachten, sei gesund, und tja, das war's. And, yeah, because, you know, that throws me off track, because I got to switch from German to English. I start forgetting stuff. And, I said SOS Wildlife. I think I said SOS Wildlife. And we got Pet Pardons, and we've had, you know, we got Showy Soft Side, and all EMS workers, and all my brothers and sisters in the military. A Merry Christmas to everyone, all my listeners. A Merry Christmas to you. And I'll either be back or I won't. But sit back and relax.
Dear Santa, how are you? How is Mrs. Claus? I hope everyone from the reindeer to the elves is fine. I have been a very good boy this year. I would like an Xbox with Call of Duty and an iPhone 6 for Christmas. I hope you remember that come Christmas Day. Merry Christmas, Timmy Jones.
Dear Timmy, thank you for your letter. Mrs. Claus, the reindeer, and the elves are all fine, and thank you for asking about them. Santa is a little worried about all the time you spend playing video games and texting. Santa wouldn't want you to get fat. Since you have indeed been a good boy, I think I'll bring you something you can go outside and play with. Merry Christmas, Santa Claus.
Mr. Claus, seeing that I have fulfilled the Naughty vs. Nice contract, set by you, I might add, I feel confident that you can see your way clear to granting me what I have asked for. I certainly wouldn't want to turn this joyous season into one of litigation. Also, don't you think that a jibe at my weight, coming from an overweight man who goes out once a year, is a bit trite? Respectfully, Tim Jones.
Mr. Jones, while I have acknowledged that you have met the nice criteria, need I remind you that your Christmas list is a request, and in no way is a guarantee of services provided. Should you wish to pursue legal action, well, that is your right. Please know, however, that my attorneys have been on retainer ever since the Burgermeister Meisterburger incident, and will be more than happy to take you on in open court. Additionally, the exercise I alluded to will not only improve your health, but also improve your social skills, and potentially help clear up a complexion that looks like the bottom of the Burger King fry bin most days. Very truly yours, S. Claus.
Now look here, fat man! I told you what I want, and I expect you to bring it. I was attempting to be polite about this, but you brought my looks and my friends into this. Now you've just been disrespecting me. I'm about to tweet my boys, and we're gonna be waiting for your fat ass, and I'm taking my game console, my game, my phone, and whatever else I want. Whatever I want, man! T-Bone!
Listen, pizza face. Seriously? You think a dude that breaks into every house in the world in one night and never gets caught sweats a skinny G-banger wannabe? He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake. Sound familiar, genius? You know what kind of resources I have at my disposal. I got your shit wired, Jack. I go all around the world and see ways to hurt people that if I describe them right now, you'd throw up your Totino's pizza roll all over the carpet of your mom's basement. You're not getting what you asked for, but I'm still stopping by your crib to stomp a mud hole in your ass and then walk it dry. Chew on that, Petunia! S. Clizzy.
Dear Santa, bring me whatever you see fit. I'll appreciate anything. Timmy.
Timmy, that's what I thought, you little bastard. Santa.
Hey, yeah. And does Santa have the... Does Santa have... I'm trying to get my English together here, so give me a moment. Has Santa the right to choose, or the right to decide, what present you should get? That's kind of funny. I mean, the whole skit was funny. The whole skit was funny, actually. You know? So, yeah. Let me tell you something. You know, there was something on my mind, that, you know, and I was going to say it anyway, either in this show or upcoming shows. You know, give Trump a chance. He's your president now. You know, give him a chance. I don't like the building up the nuclear arms thing. They should be breaking them down. But then again, you know why I understand it? Because you have places like North Korea, Iran, Pakistan. What's going to, who's going to make, and even Russia, you know? I mean, Russia, Japan, China. I mean, you know, who's, You say, yeah, let's break them down. And they say, nah, we're not breaking those down. Come back to us in a couple of weeks or whatever. You know, I'm starting to, I've always liked Trump. I've never had anything against Trump. I just didn't want him as my president. Didn't think that he could do it. I still think that we're going to see some things happen that we're not going to like. I still think that. I hope it doesn't happen. I hope he proves me wrong. But that's my thought process right now. But in the meantime, just give him a chance. You're listening to Views with a Twist on your iTunes, your Android, your iOS, Podomatic.com. John Robinson at writerscafe.org. Tawa Kwan at your-poetry.com. We're also on SoundCloud and Pinterest. I might be back. I might not.
I'm afraid so, Mr. Trump. I know you've been so busy out on your thank you tour.
I had to do it. I just felt an obligation to thank all my supporters by standing in front of them while they cheer for me. Let's get this over with. Are there any more cabinet picks left?
Okay, we're almost full. So Rick Perry has agreed to be Secretary of Energy.
Is that a great choice? I saw him on Dancing with the Stars. This guy has so much energy. Yeah. It's just unprecedented. Mm-hmm. So now all I have to do is pick who will be president.
That's you, sir.
Can I just do it 3 days a week like Howard Stern does?
I don't think so.
And Kellyanne, what will you be doing in my administration?
Oh, what I've always done. Master illusionist. Also, I've put together a list of people who've agreed to perform at your inauguration. It's,
So many great names here, really. I love them both.
Donald, enough with the working. Let's do the Christmas.
Okay, Melania. Kellyanne, let's take a break, but stay close by, would you?
Okay, don't worry. I'm handcuffed to you for all of history.
What's that sound?
I think it's coming from the chimney.
Is it a ghost? Am I being Scrooged? I hate that. Scrooged?
Oh, Donald, I think it's...
Drop. Vladimir, this is such a great surprise.
What are you doing here?
I was just in town, you know, hiding in the walls.
Well, come in. It's so great to finally get a chance to talk in person. I composed an email to you, but I haven't even sent it yet.
I know. Mr. Trump, I'm here because your CIA is saying that we Russians tried to make you win elections.
I know, all lies made up by some very bitter people who need to move on.
So you trust me more than American CIA?
All I know is I won.
Wow, this guy is blowing my mind. Donald, I want to state officially that we in Russia are so happy that you are U.S. president.
Oh, thank you.
We think you are the best candidate.
Sure.
The smartest candidate.
No doubt.
The Manchurian candidate.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds tremendous.
And since it is Christmas, after all, I got you a gift. This is Elf on the Shelf. It's fun. You just put it right here next to your internet router. Yeah, and you keep it there all year. It's fun, yes?
It's beautiful. Vladimir, I'm sorry, but I didn't know you were coming, so I do not have a gift for you.
Please, Mr. Trump, you are the gift.
Donald, can we talk?
Of course. Excuse us, Vladimir.
Donald. I do not trust this man, okay? Think of it this way. If a person you did not know came from a foreign country and just started flattering you, what would you do?
Marry them.
No. You must tell this man to leave.
Okay, Melania. All right. Vladimir, I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to go. Frankly, it might not look bad. It might look bad for us to be seen together.
A brilliant observation. You are always so smart, Mr. Trump.
You can stay as long as you want.
Sir?
Oh, my God, it's the ghost of Christmas past. Scrooged.
No, I'm not a ghost. This is just my face and hair. It's me, Kellyanne. Your Secretary of State pick, Rex Tillerson, is here.
Just wanted to come by and Pooty? Oh my God!
Rexy, baby!
Zatira! Zatira! Vas! Oh my stars, Donnelly! You didn't tell me Pooty was gonna be here! Man, have I been hoping to catch up with you!
As if I, old friend, so much to talk about, eh? Right here. We're having some oil drilling problems here in Vancouver Field, huh?
Oh, that's no problem. As soon as the sanctions are lifted, we'll up our intake by 30%.
What are you guys talking about?
Don't worry about it.
What about doubling production here in the Pecora Sea?
Already underway. Just have to take control of Lomonosov Ridge. Our military is on it.
And then we destroy Vanity Fair, right? They're a terrible publication, really, just terrible.
Sure, buddy, sure. You've set up shop up on Lomonosov.
Oh, huh? Yes, for years. A great black crude there.
Eh? Speaking of black and crude, I know Kanye. He came here. He's using my colorist now. He just says whatever he feels. He's like me, but a black.
That's cool, buddy. Excuse us for a second.
You're not going to say live from New York without me, right?
No, we never do that.
But maybe.
Live from New York, it's Saturday night.
just make presents, they washed windows.
Merry Christmas!
Dressed in costumes usually worn by old Saint Nick and his helpers, window washers lifted the spirits of some young patients at an Orlando Children's Hospital.
This is amazing. I love coming here to Nemours Children's Hospital. It's always a surprise. There's always something new and different going on. And seeing Santa and his elves cleaning the windows so they could talk to the kids it's just really cool.
Kids flocked to the glass to see the crew, cheering high fives and fist bumps as the A1 Orange Cleaning Service lit up the faces of patients whose parents say if they weren't in the hospital, would be home, decorating, buying gifts, and baking goods. Getting the visit from Santa helps the kids forget about their illnesses. One member of the team says wearing the Santa suit while working can be a little difficult, but seeing smiles on the kids' faces is worth it. For InsideEdition.com, I'm Kelly Nealon.
Monday morning podcast. How'd you like that little second grade fucking recital? That was horrible. I thought I was going to get through it in one take. I should have been asked. That's like the kind of guitar playing you hear at a benefit. And whatever the benefit is, like whatever the disease it's for, like if that guitar playing, like I would have the disease that you guys were raising money for. And then in the end, they'd wheel me out. And they'd be like, hey, here's a guy who has a disease that we're trying to stop, and now he's going to play the guitar for you. That's how I just played the guitar. But I don't give a fuck. You know, I can't help it. You know, I can't help it if I'm fucking not even, I was going to say multi-talented. It's not the word. What's the reverse of multi? One-dimensional. I can't help it if I'm a one-trick pony.